Jesus said to his disciples, "To you who hear, I say, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who mistreat you. To the person who strikes you on one cheek, offer the other one as well. And from the person who takes your cloak, do not withhold even your tunic. Give to everyone who asks of you, and from the one who takes what is yours, do not demand it back. Do to others as you would have them do to you. For if you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners love those who love them. And if you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners do the same. If you lend money to those for whom you expect repayment, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners and get back the same amount. But rather, love your enemies and do good to them, and lend expecting nothing back. Then your reward will be great, and you will be children of the Most High. For he himself is kind to the ungrateful and the wicked. Be merciful just also as your Father is merciful. Stop judging, and you will not be judged. Stop condemning, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and the gifts will be given to you, a good measure, packed together, shaken down, and overflowing, will be poured into your lap. For the measure with which you measure will in return be measured to you." The Gospel of the Lord. When we read this gospel today, when we proclaim it, one of the things that's very important is to hear and experience the urgency that's in this gospel. I think if we miss the urgency of Jesus' message when he's preaching it and when we hear it today, then it will become something far less than what it really is. If we're planning for tomorrow, if we're planning for 5 years from now, if we're planning for retirement, if we're planning to live till we're 100, then this gospel is impossible to live. But if we're planning to enter into the kingdom of God as soon as possible, ASAP, in fact, if we begin to live our eternity as if it was today, then this gospel cannot be taken more seriously or even lived out. How beautiful Paul speaks to us, to the Corinthians today. He begins to formulate on his own the understanding of who God is. He makes some really simple statements as he's trying to get the Corinthians to move away from their idol worships, idolatry. He wants to claim first the Father in heaven is the one God, the only God. Others might think there's other gods, but there's only one God. And that was Elijah's message, was it not, back in the day? But he goes on to say, Jesus is the one Lord from whom the Father all things flow, and from Jesus all things flow. Later he'll speak of the Spirit and how the Spirit moves us. Never making it as if the three are one, but never making them separate and distinct from each other as individual gods. Why is this important? Because when we understand who the Father is and the message of the Son and the mission of the Son, then we know what gifts are being poured over on us, measured out to us. And it is the gift of the Spirit. The Spirit allows us to live the urgency of the moment, to take nothing as our own, to give everything we have today without repayment, because a repayment has already been made upon the cross. And that brings us to the merciful forgiveness of Christ. Divine mercy is not just a devotion. Divine mercy is not just a pleading to God. It is God. And when we seek mercy for others, then mercy will become ours because we'll be disposed to it. When we forgive others, then we will be forgiven because we become disposed to it. Everything that we do is measured out to us and overflowing to show that it never ends. And that's what it means to live eternity. So today, in the urgency of the day for which is ahead, mine's only planned out to about 9:30 tonight. I'm not sure how far you are in advance of your day. But for right now, we're living our eternity, right this next 15 minutes, while we listen not only to the scriptures, but prepare to receive eternity. Christ himself. Let us receive him and the mission for which he puts forward, that of compassion, that of love, that of mercy, certainly one of humility, but to become truly impoverished, because what we have already gained can never be replaced by what is returned to us in favor.